It is a week after FDR's inauguration. Banks are closed. People are frightened. The president takes to the airwaves with the first of his fireside chats. His goal? Explain his plan to save the nation's banks and calm his fellow citizens.
My friends, I want to talk for a few minutes with the people of the United States about banking. I want to tell you what has been done in the last few days and why it was done and what the next steps are going to be. What then happened during the last few days of February and the first few days of March? Because of undermined confidence on the part of the public, there was a general rush by a large portion of our population to turn bank deposits into currency or gold. By the afternoon of March 3rd, scarcely a bank in the country was open to do business. It was then that I issued the proclamation providing for the national bank holiday. And this was the first step in the government's reconstruction of our financial and economic fabric. As a result, we start tomorrow, Monday, with the opening of banks in the 12 Federal Reserve Bank cities. Let me make it clear to you that the banks will take care of all needs. It needs no prophet to tell you that when the people find that they can get their money, that they can get it when they want it, for all legitimate purposes, the phantom of fear will soon be laid. People will again be glad to have their money where it will be safely taken care of and where they can use it conveniently at any time. I can assure you, my friends, that it is safer to keep your money in a reopened bank than it is to keep it under the mattress. Let us unite in banishing fear. We have provided the machinery to restore our financial system, and it is up to you to support and make it work. It is your problem, my friends, your problem no less than it is mine. Together, we cannot fail.